The entertainment world lost some of its brightest stars in 2015, from the big screen to television to music and beyond. Omar Sharif landed two of the most iconic roles of the 1960s, first as Sharif Ali in Lawrence of Arabia, and then in the title role of Dr. Zhivago. Later a world-class bridge player and columnist, Omar Sharif was 83. Maureen O'Hara was one of the last leading ladies of Hollywood's golden age, known for roles in How Green Was My Valley, and of course the Christmas classic Miracle on 34th Street. Maureen O'Hara was 95 when she died in October. Christopher Lee was a successful actor for a nearly 70-year career after serving with distinction in the Royal Air Force in World War II. However, it was in his later years that Lee landed his most commercially successful roles as Saruman in the Lord of the Rings trilogy and Count Dooku in Star Wars Episodes 2 and 3. Sir Christopher Lee was 91. Anita Ekberg was a Swedish beauty queen who later became a screen siren in the 1950s and 60s. Best known for her star turn in La Dolce Vita, Ekberg was 83. Rod Taylor came from Australia to strive for his Hollywood dream. Known for his leading roles in The Time Machine, The Birds, and The Train Robbers, Taylor was 84. Alex Rocco enjoyed many roles during a long Hollywood career, but it was his role as casino operator Mo Green in The Godfather for which he will always be remembered. Rocco was 79. Robert Loggia was a successful character actor for decades, known for his memorable roles in Scarface, Pritzi's Honor, Independence Day, and Big. Loggia snagged an Oscar nomination for his work in The Jagged Edge. Loggia later suffered from Alzheimer's disease and passed away in December. The man with one of the greatest voices in Hollywood was 85.
Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend.
Generation X moviegoers remember actress Amanda Peterson for her role in Can't Buy Me Love, opposite Patrick Dempsey. Peterson died of an accidental drug overdose in June. She was 43. Betsy Palmer was known for two very different things, being a famed panelist on the TV game show I've Got a Secret, and for being the surprise killer in the original Friday the 13th film. Sorry if that's a spoiler. Palmer was 88. Behind the camera, few names are more closely associated with horror flicks than director Wes Craven. Craven created the Nightmare on Elm Street series and also directed all of the Scream movies, among many, many others. Wes Craven was 76. Jerry Weintraub was one of the most accomplished producers in Hollywood, putting together classics like Karate Kid and Ocean's 11 and its sequels. Weintraub was 77. In television, Mr. Spock was one of the most unforgettable characters in history on the sci-fi favorite Star Trek. The Vulcan first officer on the USS Enterprise relied on logic over emotion for the duration of the series and then numerous hit movies. Spock was the work of the great Leonard Nimoy, who died in February. He was 83.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude.
It would be hard to find a more different character from Mr. Spock than Ellie Mae Clampett of the Beverly Hillbillies. The bubbly blonde was played by Donna Douglas, later a gospel singer. Douglas was 81 when she died in January. Marjorie Lord was active in the acting world for more than 70 years. But she will always be best remembered as Clancy Williams, opposite Danny Thomas on Make Room for Daddy. Marjorie Lord was 97. On Batman, Yvonne Craig brought the character of Batgirl to life. Craig was 78 when she died in August. Martin Milner starred in two popular series in the 1960s and 70s, first as Todd Stiles in Route 66, and later as Pete Malloy on Adam 12. Milner was 83. Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. The police work was a little more suspect on the Dukes of Hazzard. One of the most memorable characters was the bumbling, corrupt, yet somehow endearing Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane. Coltrane was the work of longtime actor James Best. Best died in April at the age of 88. There's a magic in the early morning we found. Eight might be too many for some families, but eight was enough for the Bradfords. Patriarch Tom Bradford was played by actor Dick Van Patten, who died this year at age 86. Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of love. In the early 1970s, one of the happiest shows on TV was The Partridge Family. Fans of the show will remember little Tracy Partridge, played by Suzanne Crowe. Crowe died in April at the age of 52. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Al Molinaro played key supporting roles on two of the most beloved comedies of the 1970s. First as Murray the Cop on The Odd Couple, and then as Al Delvecchio, owner and operator of Arnold's on Happy Days. Molinaro was 96.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
The most groundbreaking show of the 1970s was All in the Family. It was the brainchild of Norman Lear, but producer, writer, and director Bud Yorkin was critical to making it a major hit. Yorkin died in August. He was 89. All in the Family later spun off into Archie Bunker's Place. Ann Mira played cook Veronica Rooney on the show. However, Mira was best known for her successful comedy act with her husband Jerry Stiller, an act known as Stiller and Mira. She died in May at the age of 85. The longest-running comedy in television history is The Simpsons. One of the brilliant creators of the series was Sam Simon. He succumbed to cancer in March. He was 59.
What's my line?
It seems Jane Meadows was always on television, a frequent game show panelist on programs like What's My Line and I've Got a Secret. She was ever present alongside husband Steve Allen. Meadows died in April. She was 95. In the music world,
thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
Few were better known or more beloved than legendary blues guitarist and singer B.B. King. Never far from his beloved Lucille, King was 89 when he died in May.
When the night has come and the land is dark, and the moon is the old.
One of the most iconic songs of the 1960s was Stand By Me by Ben E. King. It enjoyed a resurgence in the 80s thanks to a movie by the same name. Ben E. King was 76.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Percy Sledge also died this year, best known for When a Man Loves a Woman. Sledge was 73. Leslie Gore wasn't crying too much in the 60s, scoring big on hits like It's My Party, Judy's Turn to Cry, and others. Leslie Gore was 68.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
Lynn Anderson was a country star in three different decades. Best known for that one, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Anderson died in July. She was 67.
May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May you rock the flag with...
Most country music fans can't remember a time when Little Jimmy Dickens wasn't on stage. Performing since the 1930s and a member of the Grand Ole Opry since 1948, Dickens was known for his short stature, big heart, and rhinestone jackets. Little Jimmy Dickens was 94. We still don't really know what the song was about, but everyone loves Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. Lead singer Jack Eli died in April. He was 71. One of the favorite rock and roll groups in the late 60s and early 70s was Three Dog Night. One of the lead singers was Corey Wells, who left us in October. He was 74.
It reaches to the highest mountain, and it goes to the Lord.
Few gospel singers were as talented or beloved as Andre Crouch. Remembered for "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power" and "To God Be the Glory," among many, many others, Crouch died in January. He was 72. The Stone Temple Pilots were at the leading edge of grunge music in the 90s. Lead singer Scott Weiland had that unmistakable gravelly voice. He died of a drug overdose this month. He was just 48. There are several other famous figures from many different walks of life who left us in 2015. There are now just two remaining Doolittle Raiders out of the 80 courageous men who attacked Japan in April of 1942 in the months following the Pearl Harbor strike. That's because two others died this year. Edward Sailor was 94 when he died in January. Robert Height died in March. He was 95. Ben Kuroki was of Japanese descent, but his service as a combat pilot in Europe during World War II led him to become the only Japanese-American to fly missions against Japan. Serving in 58 missions overall, Kuroki was 98 when he died in September. Some of the most grisly crimes of the 20th century were from the Manson family. Their murders included the killing of actress Sharon Tate. Vincent Bugliosi is the man who put Charles Manson behind bars. The famed prosecutor died in June at the age of 80. In religion, Edward Egan had the unenviable task of following John O'Connor as Archbishop of New York, but Egan also held a prominent role in the church during the sex abuse scandal and emerged with his reputation intact, while other bishops across the country did not. Egan died of cardiac arrest in March. He was 82. Robert Schuller tried to mix Christianity and self-help. Best known for his Crystal Cathedral, Schuller's ministry later fell on very hard times. He died in April. He was 88. When it came to motivational speaking, Wayne Dyer was among the most successful. He died in August at age 75. John Nash had a beautiful mind. The brilliant mathematician, who was later the subject of a feature film starring Russell Crowe, died in a car accident alongside his wife in May. He was 86. Romance novelist Jackie Collins also died this year. A prolific author, Jackie Collins was 77. And celebrity chef Paul Prudhomme died in October. Best known for his Cajun creations, Prudhomme was 77. And that's a look at the famous names and faces who left us in 2015. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting.